Just in case anybody's wondering. I don't know how to explain this. It's high level synchronicity on this channel. I understand that. I understand it's bizarre. It's like, is he reading my mind? Or I know that happens. I know what happens. I know what's happening. Because as people tell me all the time and stuff like that. Look. It's crazy. I know it's crazy. There's no such thing as time. Time don't exist. Time is an illusion to the flesh mind. Everything is the eternal state. If you can get a hold of that, then high level synchronicity is not scary at all. Because it's all in Christ. The only purpose for time is to birth you into your new state. So all the troubles around you that you're having, there's some people looking for jobs, there's some people unhappy in a marriage, there's some people, trying to get married, there's some people trying to health issues, there's emotional issues, there's some people trying to get free from a narcissist, there's some people trying to get free from a psychopath, there's all this stuff going on. There's nothing new. There's no temptation that's taking you but such as common to man. And so if there's no temptation taken, there's no new struggle. There's no new state. There's no new state of being. And so when you dig through to source code by the grace of God and you see past time, you see past the natural, because I saw the Shekinah. I mean, the Shekinah glory just showed up in my house. I looked back, and there it was. And after that day, everything changed. I would have 15, 20 years ago, I said, this dude's crazy. This dude's crazy. But no, there is code. You're in a 3D game. And the 3D game is for your soul. It's a game for your soul. The red versus blue, the Democrats versus Republican. It's a game. They're all on the same team. They're all playing the game. They're all playing the game. It's all a game. Now, it's an evil game. But behind the players of the game is a demonic spirit who wants you all upset. Whether it's drama on the job, whether it's drama in your church, whether it's drama in your home, whether it's drama in your in-laws, whether it's drama at a family reunion, at a Thanksgiving dinner, it's all, whether it's your neighbor, the drama is to get you out of the spirit walk and out of your mind, setting your affections above, to get you focused on time, to get you focused on stuff down here. I know it's crazy. How'd you know what I was thinking? Because there's nothing new. As you progress, okay, so let me say it this way. As you progress towards the mind of Christ, you're following after Christ. And there's other people that followed Christ before you, and there's other people following behind you. Just like the book Pilgrim's Progress. So he went on a journey. The pilgrim went on a journey, and he had to fight all these battles that were around him, whether it was in his home, people around, the doubting Thomases, the whatever it is. He's on a journey. You're on a journey. Every day, it's really not that you're on a journey down here in 3D, you're on a journey in your mind, in your spirit, man. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So the journey is the inner man. And so as you approach the mind of Christ, that is the ultimate journey. I could go to Hawaii, I could go to Bahamas, I could go to wherever and go on a vacation, but no matter where I go, the journey's still inside. Because let's say I go travel somewhere, okay? I'm still there. the same games around me. There's same stuffs around me, buildings, jobs, the same struggles, the same battles are around me. So it's not about journeying down here in the 3D. It's a journey in the inner man. That's the real journey. And when you step into that journey, and when you step into that adventure, you got something. And what you're going to find out is you, when you get into a contemplative, meditative, reflecting state of mind, you're going to find out that this place is just almost like a joke. It's really just a birthing machine. It's a box. It's a birthing box. Gravity, grave. The gravity of the matter is you're going down to the grave. Your outer man's going to the grave, but your inner man can be renewed day by day. As the outward man perishes, the inner man's renewed day by day. That's the game. That's the battle. That's the struggle to get the inner man to the point where when you get hit by a bunch of stupid stuff, by a flesh creature or a narcissist or a Jezebel, that you can overcome it. That's the breakthrough. To see the holographic truth and to see a narcissist when they head your way, to see a legalist, to see a mocker, to see a false brethren, you can actually see them if you stay aware. But if you lose your awareness, they creep in and they steal out your joy, they steal out your peace, they steal out your faith, they steal out your hope. And then you go through that process of, why did I believe that lie, or why did I step into that? It's part of the process. And so all the struggles are birth. It's like a baby crying, you know. The baby's crying because it's growing. It's in growing pains, right? So it's all a growth pain. And there comes a point in your walk where you're pretty much in tune with everything because you're in tune with the mind of Christ. And it blows people's mind that they've come across somebody that's at that point, you know. We're not talking about a person who's perfect yet, because we're still down here, but we're talking about somebody who's in... You want to get it? You want to step into that? I'll tell you how to step into it right now. You know, a lot of people say, I want to give 10% of my money. Give your whole life, 100%. Give 100%, because... Step into it by giving 100%. Lord, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. Doesn't matter what it is, I'll do it. 100%, I'm in. I'm in, 100%, Lord. I'm stepping in. Not 10%, not 20%, not 25%, 100%. That's a living sacrifice, a living offering. When you do it, you're not giving up anything. You're gaining. And the sad part is you think you're giving up something when you're not. If you're giving up something, it's usually a flesh creature or a Jezebel or a narcissist or something like that. Even if it's a job that's making a lot of money but you hate your job, he usually puts you in a job you enjoy. You might not make as much, but you're happy. You really want to step into that high level awareness, synchronicity, reflection, getting your prayers answered almost instantly. You want to step in that? Step into 100%, not 10%. I'm not even talking about the tithe. I'm talking about a living offering, because the tithe was for Israel, not the church. God doesn't want a tithe. He wants your heart, your whole. The tithe, it only pointed to the fact that it was an offering to God. Give 10%. If you really want to step into it, give 100%. Because what's going to happen is the world's going to hate you. They're going to lie about you. They're going to make things up. They're going to try to destroy you. They're going to try to kill you. People are going to try to say, won't you come to this party with us? Won't you watch this, do this, or go here, or do this, or won't you be a part of it? I mean, you could do it, but it's a waste of your time. Because they're not talking about anything but stuff you've already left behind. It's the Pilgrim's Progress. If you want to experience a whole new world that's real, And it's synchronicity to the hilt. Give God 100% and say, Lord, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. I just need something to do. Lord, give me a spiritual gift. Give me a spiritual calling. Give me a spiritual walk of my gift and my calling. And be serious and keep praying that. It might take 6 months, but he's going to show up on the scene. He's going to, if you're serious, he's going to test your heart. Are you serious? You're going to be tested. Are you willing to give 100% back to God? If he says move to Kalamazoo, are you willing to move there? If he says sell everything, if he says clean toilets, if he says whatever he says, are you willing to do it? And usually he's gonna give you something that you enjoy. That's what blows my mind about people. They're afraid to go 100% with God because they're afraid that they're gonna have to. They're afraid they're gonna get something up. But God is gonna give you what you want, and he's gonna change your wants. You're not gonna want what you used to want, but he's gonna give you what you want for real. I'm not even joking. You're going to be happier. Everybody else around you might have a bunch of stuff and a bunch of partying going on, and you're sitting down there and thinking, they look like they're having fun, but you know deep down they're not. That's why they're in a part E, part. They're not whole. They're in the parts. The party is part E. E is spirit. They're not whole. They're part. That's why they go to parties, because they're trying to get whole. You go to a party because you're part. Why are they going to parties? They're trying to find some way to get whole, whether it's to hook up with somebody, whether it's to do something, some new adventure, trying to get whole. And that's fine, you know, more power to them. Eventually, at least they're trying to get whole, going to parties, trying to find the connection there or whatever. They're trying to be happy. That's fine. But your happiness is in Christ alone. And you have to take up your cross and you learn to die daily and you learn to be a living sacrifice no matter what he says do. You do it. You submit. Now you're going to mess up, but you get right back up. You shake the dust and you keep going. He will send you where you need to be, that you'll be the happiest. Because he knows your personality before you did, because he knew you before the foundation of the world. He knows your personality and the gifts that you will enjoy more than you do. And all you have to do is just to be a willing vessel. It's real, people. This is not fake. This is real. It's the real deal, to be honest with you.